Yeah, like I was telling the other guy, I got like every single radio that came out. I got like all the Radtels, all the Redivis, all the TID radios, all the Bofangs, all the Anytones, all the TYTs. And, you know, because when I first got my ham license back in the 90s, like an HT was like $400 and a mobile was like $600, $700. And then I see these radios for $20-$30, it's like, this is crazy. So they're not perfect. I mean, some radios are really, really close to commercial, you know, like Japanese Yaesu, Kenwood or whatever. Some are pretty close, but they're like way, way cheaper. And you know, but usually it'll have a really good speaker but a lousy mic, or a good mic and a lousy speaker, the keyboard's too small, or I mean, you're not going to find a perfect radio for $20, but there's some pretty good ones out there in the $20 to $25 range, amazingly. I don't know how they can make them that cheap.